quite an honor for the St. Tammany Health System as your hospital in Covington, according to Newsweek, ranks that the St. Tammany Parish Hospital in Covington as the best hospital in Louisiana when it comes to treating cancer. First of all, your reaction to receiving such quite an honor.
Well, first of all, thank you for the call, because that in and of itself is an honor. But quite honestly, to be recognized by Newsweek is a tremendous honor. And I guess what I would say to you is, you know, we're celebrating 70 years this year. So this is a great year for us. And we really, when you think about our mission, we are the heartbeat of our community, caring for patients and their families with excellence, compassion, and teamwork. To me, this just hits that home. And when I think about the recognition, it's really about the respect that our region has for our health system in delivering high quality care and service to every patient and the broader community.
What is it that you what you're doing there at St. Tammany Parish Hospital that's making a difference and to get this kind of recognition?
Well, that's a good question. You know, when we were honored with this last year, we recognized that based on their criteria, they actually do an analysis of data from three different sources. It's a national online survey, and then they look at our hospital quality metrics and our patient experience. And we're very fortunate here, Jeff, that, you know, we have very high outcomes. We always call it our journey to high reliability. We are never satisfied with where we are. We always want to achieve a higher level of performance for our patients and our community. And so for us, you know, we've been in the partnership for cancer care with our community for decades. And we have one of five nationally accredited programs for breast centers in the entire state of Louisiana. So it's St. Tammany Health System, Ochsner Main Campus, Baton Rouge General, Touro in New Orleans, and Women's Hospital in Baton Rouge. And so, you know, to us, they're looking at our performance, which is exactly what we're most proud of. And I guess I would take it a step further to say to you, Jeff, that to me, our secret sauce here at St. Tammany Health System is the people that work here. They always place the patient first. They're incredibly innovative. They always strive for excellence and really do a fantastic job in partnership with so many.
Do you have a number, Joan? This might be a little bit difficult of, you know, how many individuals you treat every year, you know, how many cancer patients that come through your hospital every year, or any idea?
We do have that. I'll have to get Amy to circle back with you on that. But I guess I want you to know, and we're happy to do that. You know, when you think about treatment of cancer, there's a couple of things that I think are important. You know, we obviously have patients who come through our emergency room. We have patients who are being treated as an inpatient on our oncology unit. We have our women's pavilion, which is an outpatient pavilion here in Covington that really focuses on the imaging aspects, biopsies, and things like that. And we have two female radiologists that are in that site reading those films and partnering with our patients. And then we also, 10 years ago, joined Ochsner Health in partnership with St. Tammany Health System. And one of the service lines that we have worked so closely together on is cancer. So 3 years ago, we developed a new cancer center right down the street on Ochsner Boulevard and Highway 21 called the St. Tammany Cancer Center. And that really has, in the last year, taken off in terms of an additional partnership with MD Anderson, which by virtue of Ochsner and MD Anderson partnering together, St. Tammany Cancer Center is now a part of that kind of trifecta, if you will.
Well, this is it's quite an honor. Where do you think for your hospital specifically, some of the best advancements that you've made when it comes to treating cancer there?
I think what I'll say first and foremost is screening, education, early detection, and then connecting people to resources. I think we are screening a fantastic number. We created Healthier North Shore across two parishes to really reach more people where they are. Screening is the number one opportunity to detect early or to prevent cancer. And that's really what we want to focus on.